Right now, it is time to welcome Maria Horn once again to Robin Hood Radio. Maria is the Democratic candidate running in the 64th District against incumbent Brian Oler. Maria, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. And my congratulations to NASCAR Dave, by the way.
25 years, amazing. And
it's a long amount of service, and what an incredible legacy you leave.
Well, people said to me, so who's going to replace NASCAR Dave? So I said, nobody. I mean, you can't replace somebody who volunteers their time for 25 years in a row. I mean, until the next person walks in the door and wants to do that commitment. He's just an amazing resource for the tri-state region. So congratulations to Dave as well. So now, I guess, congratulations to you. You've got one more day. It appears like you've made it through the campaign season.
I am still standing, yes. We're on election eve. There was a period there when I felt like I was living on coffee and leftover Halloween candy for the last few days. But now it's election eve. It's pretty exciting.
And I don't believe people really understand how tiring and what you have to do, really, to get elected to political office. I mean, and that's why a tip of the cap to people that do this, because you put your life on hold, and if you win, you put your life on hold, and if you lose, you've already put your life on hold, and it's hard to get back to where it was. Really, it really is the ultimate in public service.
It is. I have to say that I've gotten as much out of it as I put into it, so I feel really rewarded by the process. But it is true that there are a few things that are so binary. You know, there will be the results will be what they will be, and we will obviously be tuned in to them. But I also feel that we've over the course of the last 9 months that we've really built an impressive set. The volunteers who've come to work on our campaign have been incredible. All kinds of people who've never done this kind of thing before, never knocked on a door before, never made a phone call for a candidate before. And they're participating. And once you start doing it, it's sort of addictive. And because you feel part of the process and you feel ownership in it. And I think that will last. So that feels good.
All right. As we sit here, not even a full day away from when people actually go out and vote, what are your feelings? I mean, I want you to describe to people what your feelings are at this very moment, and what are you going to do today?
What I will probably do today is more phone calls. Mm-hmm. about a week ago, the shift from, I spent most of this campaign, the thing I've spent the most time doing is knocking on doors, which I think I've spoken with you about before, which I found a very rewarding experience, because when you actually reach out to people and ask them what they care about, they want to be heard. And there are lots of people in our communities who don't feel like they've been heard. And that opportunity was a great one. And nothing like the sort of polarized conversation that you hear, especially in the national media. I can count the number of, unpleasant or hostile conversations I had over these thousands of conversations on one hand. People are maybe upset about things or fearful about things, but they want to talk to you about it. So that's been a really positive thing. So shifting in the last week from, face-to-face communication to actually sitting at a desk and calling people on the phone that's a hard transition, because it's not as effective to talk to people on the phone as it is to talk to them face-to-face. And also because, today a lot of people don't answer their phone. So I know particularly this weekend, my own home phone has been ringing off the hook. So I know people are getting lots and lots of phone calls, and you hope you're not annoying them. But I do find that when people realize that I'm actually a human and I'm real calling them on the phone, they're glad to get the call.
I think it's the robocalls that upset people more than anything. When your phone lights up and it's your name or anybody, any candidate's name, and they're actually on the phone, and when you say hello, they say hello back, and you know it's a human. Even though you might not support them or you do support them, it just makes it easier. But when the robocalls start, I really think most people just hang up. So I think it's an essential part of campaigning. And I think it's probably one of the more boring things that you have to do after being out on the road for so long.
Yeah, and it's what happens now, especially the last couple of days. I'm going back and forth between, rallies where there are lots of enthusiastic people around and there's excitement and energy, to sitting at a desk by myself talking to people's voicemail. it's, you know, switching back and forth between the two can be challenging.
All right, so we've got about a minute and a half to 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes left. One final chance for you on the radio to make your pitch once again. Maria Horn, running for the 64th in Connecticut in a very pivotal election year nationally. But as Dr. Henry Kissinger once said, all politics are local.
All politics is local, absolutely. And I have spent, you know, this campaign talking about local issues. I think the things that people care about are healthcare, education, jobs, and all the things that are connected to those categories. And I really think that they, you know, I would like to be the leader in Hartford advocating for them, because I've done that kind of advocacy most of my life. But I got to tell you right now, what I want people to do is vote. I hope more than anything else tomorrow that we get the highest turnout, particularly for a midterm election, that we've ever had. That will be incredibly satisfying. So I hope everybody finds a way to get to those polls tomorrow.
Well, you know, and I think that's it. I mean, we're tired of hearing 45, 50, 52% turnout. I can go back to when I ran for the Board of Education, and a simple Region 1 Board of Education seat drew out almost 1,200 voters in the town of Salisbury on that one ballot line. That's how important this election is, and as we say to people, use it or lose it. I mean, you know, don't complain if you're not going to go out and vote.
Yeah, and if everybody shows up, we don't get the kind of polarizing results that people complain about.
And if everybody shows up and it's a close race, it just proves the point even more that your vote, counts, counts.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, like I said, I just, for 9 months, I give you all the candidates the utmost respect and thank you for caring about it enough to say, you know what, I'm going to run and I'm going to offer differing opinions, and we'll see what the public decides. Really, congratulations, and win, lose, or draw. Is there a vacation in your future after this?
Well, I think I'm going to go visit my daughters. That'll be in college. That's definitely on the card.
All right, Maria, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Marshall, for all you're doing.
All right, take care.
Take care.
Maria Horn, once again here on Robin Hood Radio, and equal time, because it was a beautiful surprise yesterday when Brian Older showed up with NASCAR Dave, and I was on the air with him, and we try to do the right thing around here and spread it all around.